Right.
Well, Brent, we've got some exciting news about Naomi Campbell. Ooh, Naomi, don't throw a phone at us. It's a good story.
Ooh, honey, no, you didn't, ooh. Sherry. So also, baby, Miss Halle Berry is clapping back. Well, kinda.
Plus, is Pink passing the torch to the younger generation of singers?
And our buddy Headcrack is back. What's up, Headcrack? And Frank joining us, but right now Sherry has got all of the tea. What you got?
Porsha, girl, Ariana Grande won't be saying thank you next anymore. Over the weekend, she married her realtor fiance, Dalton Gomez.
What?
Now, yes, she did.
Congratulations,
the two
friend.
Have been engaged since last year, and they tied the knot in a very simple ceremony at Ariana's Montecito home. Reportedly, nice. There were fewer than 20 guests. You don't listen to that part, Porsha. There were fewer than 20 guests at the wedding.
Yeah,
it's not clear if the wedding was planned in advance or if it was a spur-of-the-moment decision.
Oh. Aww.
Congratulations, Ariana.
Just
too.
Couldn't wait and anymore. They couldn't wait.
And congrats to This Is Us star Justin Hartley, who also got married. He and his new wife, Sofia Pernas, showed off simple wedding bands walking the red carpet at the MTV Movie and TV Awards Sunday night. They make a very beautiful couple. Felicidades.
Yeah, that's right. They make a beautiful couple. I got to tell you, Porsha, I'm not with the simple wedding bands at all, as I'm sure you would agree with me.
You're not?
I don't like simple wedding bands, not at all.
I honestly said I would have taken a simple band for a good man.
I'm on the exceedingly and abundantly band. So, Porsha. Now, Ariana's engagement, it was not too long. You think that's the best way to go?
I feel like Ariana Grande is a hopeless romantic. This woman always dates intentionally. Whoever she's with, you know, it's a solid relationship. And I feel like she knows what she wants. So, why not? Go ahead and do it, girl.
She shouldn't have felt like that. I'm sorry, because, baby, this one here looks zesty. I'm sorry. I hope she stayed around forever, honey, but it's just, I don't know, honey. That's just in my eyesight.
It's time for my baby report. All right,
yes.
Y'all. There is a new mom out here, and I am super excited for her. Supermodel Naomi Campbell. Yes, indeed. She made the announcement on her Instagram with this adorable picture where she's holding the baby's feet. Aww. And she said this in her caption. A beautiful little blessing has chosen me to be her mother. So honored to have this gentle soul in my life. There are no words to describe the lifelong bond that I now share with my angel. There is no greater love.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Naomi.
Now, Naomi is 50 years old, and this is her first child. And she said in the past that she has always wanted children, so this is a blessing long awaited for. Now, Sherry, how amazing is this for Naomi at 50, a beautiful baby girl?
On the whole, having a baby when you're older like this, it's rough. But congratulations, girl. I do congratulate.
Somebody needs to go in there and replace all the phones with Nerf ones, just in case if she does decide to throw the phones again, they won't injure anyone in the house.
I want a Nerf phone. Where can I get a Nerf phone? I want one.
Because look, if you throw phones at people in real life, I'm not even going to tell you what a baby and a little child and a teenager, the places they will take you. You will really want to throw a phone.
Yeah.
But congratulations, mama.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We all love the song Lady Marmalade, of course. Patti LaBelle's original version is iconic, and who could forget the 2001 remake? It featured Pink, Lil' Kim, Maya, Christina Aguilera, and Missy Elliott. Well, y'all, Pink says she thinks that it might be time for another update of the song.
Ooh.
Pink said, I want to see all the young girls now. I mean, I heard a rumor, and that would make me Patti LaBelle at this point because I'm like 185 years old. So, Gary, if she wants younger singers to do this remake, Gary, who do you think should do it?
Oh, girl, I mean, they definitely have to have baby Miss Taylor Swift. They got to have Cardi B. She could be in there. And then what's the other girl? Miss
Lizzo.
Lizzo would be great.
Billie
Eilish, yes, honey, great team. They would be great.
I don't know about y'all. I don't know if it's just the celebrities, but they all still look the exact same to me, you know, with some give and take here and there, surgery, whatnot. Why they can't just come back and redo it? Like, I would love to see them re-perform this song again.
I mean, but I think that the song has always been about the passing of a torch to another generation. So, like, to keep that tradition going, it either could be like harshly compared to the two originals, or it could be an elevation up. Because I really felt like, you know, when Maya Pink, Lil Kim, and Christina Aguilera did it, it brought the song to a whole nother level and put a whole bunch of people on it who probably missed the Patti LaBelle era. I saw the last night MTV held their first ever unscripted awards honoring the best in reality programming. Now, the trophy for best docu-reality show went to Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Okay.
Oh. Kim and Kourtney Kardashian knocked out the competition to win best fight on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But the big winner of the night was RuPaul's Drag Race. The show took home best competition series, best reality cast, and best host. And RuPaul took the moment to thank an icon to ask her to be a guest on the show. Check it out.
And I want to thank her for teaching me everything I needed to know to host a television show. And that woman is Cher, man. Cher, man. You know? So, Cher, why don't you snap out of it and come do our show, man?
Yeah, I love RuPaul. I think Cher would love to do it. She's just waiting for the official invite to come on the show, and now that it's so big, like you said, HP.
Yeah. All these years, Cher should have been had up
there. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But he just applied that primetime pressure to us. So now that you got all the MTV, you know, movie awards fans watching, trying to hit in the DMs and on social media, I bet you're gonna pull up sooner than later. Yeah,
come on, y'all. Y'all acting like y'all don't know how. Y'all act like y'all don't know how it goes. Y'all know when you want to get something from your parents, you ask them in front of somebody. You ask in front company. Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Then they have to say yes.
Right. Right.
So that's what he was doing.
Either they'll say yes or beat you in front of your friends. You never know which way it's going to go. Depends on the parents. But
all right, y'all. Now, let's check in, honey, with Heidi and Frank. Now, Heidi, girl, honey, I hear baby Miss Halle Berry is clapping back, honey, and folks talking about her relationship. Is it true?
Well, Gary, see what you think. Of course, Halle Berry has been dating singer Van Hunt for a little while now, and they're not shy at all about showing their love on social media. Check out the latest PDA. Halle dropped this pic, kissing her man on Instagram with the caption, "We do this thing called whatever the f*** we want."
Mm.
One follower commented, "I think you love him more than he loves you." Halle replied, "Don't think so. Not this time. Not this time.
Ooh, not this time."
Let's set the record straight. If she did love him more than he loves her, is that a problem?
No. And this is just an Instagram observation. The person commented. It's like, look at the picture. She's kissing him. He's got his hands in his pockets. He's got his hoodie up. So he's like, you don't even be seen kissing her.
Yeah, a guy doesn't want to be seen kissing Halle Berry, please.
He's like, please hide me. Oh, God, Halle Berry's kissing me. Hope no one sees this.
Yeah, right. In your relationship with your wife, I want you to go on record right now.
Yeah.
Who loves who more?
Oh, wow. I don't even know if we love each other.
I can't play this game with
actually,
you.
Actually, apparently, I hate her less. How about that?
Well, listen, you love the way you want to love. I'm not going to judge it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Love is love or not. Hate
we do this thing called whatever the we want. Screw you if you don't like it.
I don't even know why I asked.
Well, just like Halle Berry, we do what the we want here on Dish Nation. More coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Hi, now it's a cold, cold world out here for Soulja Boy. So Soulja felt the need to post on social media about being the first rapper to shop at the now famous Icebox Jewelry Store in Atlanta. And although that seems like a pretty big endorsement, Icebox could not care less.
Oh, wow.
Icebox are claiming that Soulja Boy owes them more than $200,000 for a tab he opened with the stores years ago. And they're like, you need to pay us. It started at $60,000. And it completely ballooned. Now, of course, Icebox has their attorneys on the case, and they try to kiss him through the phone, ladies and gentlemen. And they tried to garnish the rapper's accounts, but according to their reps, Soulja never has more than $10,000 in his bank account at one time, so they can't really collect, so now they're trying to figure something out.
Brad, I want to
ask you, you know, because you're a rapper and you know that they give away jewelry. Why would a jewelry store let you have expensive jewelry on credit?
In the very beginning, when a jewelry store is new, just like any other brand that's new, they want celebrities to promote their brand. Mm. So they give you pieces. They give you free things to promote, to wear on shows, to do things like that. But they expect you to pay for it probably later, or they're going to give you a good discount.
I brought some Pampered by Portia sheets. I bought this weekend, and in the comment, you got a comment section, Portia, and I put, "Hi, I'm a celebrity. I'm going to use these sheets and post it." They still charge me. They're like, "Bitch, no," they was like, "Bitch, we don't care."
Well, you know what, Sherry? Let's do a deal. If you post a picture, I'll send you another one for free. How about that?
Nice. Thank you for Pampered by Portia. I sure will.
Yes, thank you.
This is what I got to ask y'all. I'm going to ask y'all, if you cannot have loud, crazy sex in your house, then where can you have loud, crazy sex?
The park. Amusement park.
Well, no, look, y'all, it seems that Stephen Cunningham from England was mortified after waking up to a note that was slipped under his door from his neighbors requesting that he keep the noise down when going to Pound Town. Okay? Stephen shared the note on Twitter, and Portia, because you, of all people, have the best English accent out here, I figured you could do us the honors and read an excerpt from his Twitter post. Go ahead, Mama.
I can't wait for this.
We want to make sure that you are aware we can hear more than we should. We don't want to be sharing your intimate or private moments with you. Therefore, we politely ask if you could please keep the noise down at night.
Upper Decatur's finest, y'all.
The Queen
that is
of
upper
England.
Upper Decatur's finest.
So English Portia, so the neighbor should give him a couple of passes, right? Because loud sex is definitely good. So when you have sex, honey, don't you want the neighbors to know that? Don't you want them to know your name? I mean, that's...
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Well, first of all, Gary, the neighbors definitely know my name, but it is not because I have hollered it out or anyone has hollered it out. Okay? I told you, I am a... dead fish, okay? Okay, I lay there. And I don't tell you. Portia,
no,
don't tell nobody that, girl.
No.
Okay, everybody, I got a deal to keep your skin glowing. It's the Glossmetics Luxe 4-in-1 Sonic Facial Cleansing and Exfoliating Set. This handheld spin brush works with your favorite cleanser and any one of the four interchangeable brush heads to create the perfect routine for your skin type. Guaranteed to wash away hard-to-reach dirt, makeup as well, and dry skin patches after shaving, leaving you with soft, glowing skin.
And I really love that it comes with a dual speed and super cute colors like mint, gray, and purple.
And Portia, you get a protective case that's great for traveling, plus it's water resistant.
Ooh, Brenda, I need one, girl. How much?
Well, Gary, usually this set can go for as high as $130. But for our Dish Nation crew, you can get it for just
$20. Oh, that's a good deal.
Just go to MorningSave.com. Tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, honey. Coming up, baby. We know Martha Stewart likes dogs, honey, especially the Snoop kind, but she wants you to respect her peacocks. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right.
Hey. If you're going to report on Martha Stewart, you better get your facts right.
Oh, what's happening?
Oh, well, she's pissed.
Oh, wow. Why?
She called out the New York Post on social media for writing fake news about the number of peacocks she has on her farm. Now, Sherry, would you do the honors and go ahead and read Martha's tweet?
I would be happy to, Frank. The New York Post, again, fake news. They have a story on peacocks today and say I have 16 on my farm. I actually have 21 of these glorious birds whose house is impeccable. They do not smell. They are so clean. Their voices are loud, but such fun to hear. They are so friendly.
I love that the news is so slow these days after Trump's out of office that the New York Post is now commenting on the number of peacocks Martha Stewart has. Like, that's where we're at, which I'm kind of happy about.
Hey, Sherry, how many peacocks do you have?
Oh!
See, how many peacocks fox do I have running around in my yard? Yes. Not 21, yeah. Frank.
All are they is one. A colorful? I just need one got a lot peacock. Of colorful ones?
One colorful peacock will do me good.
But I will say, anybody else here surprised that Martha Stewart has peacocks? Like, if you would have asked me, what animal does Martha Stewart have 21 of? No. I would have said, maybe sheep, goats, horses.
Alpacas.
Something like that. I would have never guessed peacocks.
That's a rich people bird. Like, ask me what kind of birds I own. I'd be like, I own 21 pigeons. That's what I have in my backyard. I wouldn't have peacocks.
All right. So, yeah. If polyamory is good enough for Willow Smith, well, it's got to be good enough for Goldnisa, also known as Gigi from the TV show Shaws of Sunset.
Yeah.
Now, Gigi told Page Six, oh boy, she is definitely interested in having what we like to call a love village.
Oh, wow.
Better known as a polyamory relationship. So here's what she had to say. Check it out.
You know, that's been like the newest, most exciting thing for me. And I'm really looking forward to just figuring out how I can navigate through, you know, polyamory, because we are still at the tail end of a pandemic. So I can't exactly just go on a bunch of dates and be like, hey, I like open relationships. How about you? You know what I mean? So season 10, it's going to be my polyamory story. Mark my words.
Oh,
okay. We're definitely going to talk about this. But first, I want to go into what she said about Willow Smith. Gigi gave Willow Smith props for coming out as poly. And she also said, I wanted to slap her and hug her in the same token. I'm like, this bitch stole my idea to be into poly. And now I'm like, can I hug her? Because much props for her to come out and admit that. That was really cool of Willow.
Do you know how everybody goes on, like, you know, on Dish, we'll go on a, like, an employee retreat to get to know each other better? Why don't we just be polyamorous?
I'm down.
I'm with now, it.
Heidi?
No, you're not. Chewy, the second you think you're in it, you're thinking of you being with all these girls. You're not thinking of your girl also being with a bunch of guys. And that's when you end up on Dateline.
This is an employee retreat. His girl's not even there.
Retreat,
me and Chewy are dating.
In the valley. In the San Fernando Valley.
If it was just right. us
where
four,
all the porn happened.
That'd be a disgusting display of love right there. Oh, my God.
Then we'll hop over to Atlanta.
Coming up, salty ex-girlfriends are never fun. Find out later how a girl got revenge on her broken heart. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, talk about going the extra mile to make someone mad or jealous. Wow.
All right.
Okay. So reportedly, a woman in Germany by the name of Sarah Villard, she's 24 years old, and her TikTok is going viral after making this TikTok video showing how she faked an elaborate wedding to get revenge on an ex-boyfriend.
All of this elaborate charade was for nothing because she's not even with him. So, Frank, do you think she's genius or she's crazy?
She crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. You know, I don't be sexist or anything, but it seems like this is like the more of a female thing to do is revenge on exes or elaborate schemes. I remember a buddy of mine told me that he broke up with his girlfriend and she got into his house, like knew where, like the key under the mat, got into his house and went inside and sewed shrimp to the back of the curtains.
What?
So they would eventually rot and stink, and like you would know, so you'd open the curtain, like it's, you would never see them because they're on the back of the curtains.
That's ingenious.
Damn. That is
I love
evil.
That.
That's genius.
That's so ingenious.
Crazy,
and you know what? Why did they break up? Do you think he was just shellfish?
He's shellfish. He gave her crabs.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.